Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 2.
耶和华啊，我听见你的名声就惧怕。耶和华啊，求你在这些年间复兴你的作为，在这些年间显明出来，在发怒的时候以怜悯为念。
O Lord, I have heard your speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive your work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make it known. In wrath, remember mercy.
同一章十六节到十九节。
Same chapter, verse 16 through 19.
我听见耶和华的声音，身体战惊，嘴唇发颤，谷中朽烂。我在所立之处战惊，我只可安静等候灾难之日临到，幻境之名上来。
When I heard my body trembled, my lips quivered at the voice, rottenness entered my bones, and I trembled in myself, that I might rest in the day of trouble. When he comes up to the people, he will invade them with his troops.
虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树也不效力，田地不出粮食，圈中绝了羊，棚内也没有牛。
Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no fruit, no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls.
然而我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。
Yet I will rejoice in the Lord, I will joy in the God of my salvation.
主耶和华是我的力量，他使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄，又使我稳行在高处。
The Lord God is my strength, he will make my feet like deer's feet, and he will make me walk on my high hills.
在年底的时候，我们有这样一个聚会，我们一面非常的感谢主。
On the one hand, we thank the Lord that we have a meeting at the end of the year.
很自然的，每逢到一年快结束的时候，我们总会安静的思想一下过往的一年，主怎么样把我们带过来的。
Naturally, at the end of every year, we often sit down quietly and reflect on how the Lord has led us in the year in the past.
一面我们也很自然的会有许多的惭愧跟后悔，因为我们有许多的失败、软弱。
On the one hand, we often feel quite ashamed and we have many regrets because we have much failures and weakness.
所以当我想到要进来这个营会的时候，其实有一件事我觉得对我们每个人都非常需要的。
So as I was thinking about coming to the camp, there was one thing that I felt that is most needful for most of us.
就是藉着这样一个的时间，不只让我们在主的面前可以来听他的话语，可以在弟兄姐妹之间有美好的交通。
That through this time we can not only hear the word of the Lord, we can also have fellowship with brothers and sisters.
同时也让我们可以安静一下，在主的面前敞开我们的心。来面对我们的主。
But also, at this time, it's a good opportunity for us to quieten ourselves before the Lord and face Him and meet our Lord face to face.
特会安排了每个早晨有这样的晨更，其实是很重要的。
It's good that there's an arrangement for such a morning watch, morning prayer time.
因为有人告诉我们，圣经里边主对他的门徒 几乎没有告诉他们你们要怎样好好的去讲道。
For what was said that the Lord Jesus never instructed his disciples how to give a message.
却是经常的提醒他的门徒，你们要谨慎祷告。
And yet he often instructed his disciples that you should pray and keep watch.
甚至使徒彼得在他的书信里边也是这样的告诉我们。
Even Apostle Peter told us in his epistle.
他说万物的结局近了。
He said the end of all things has come.
所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
So you need to have self-control and pray unceasingly.
最要紧的是要彼此切实相爱。
And most important thing is to love one another.
因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
For love covers a multitude of sins.
那么从主耶稣的教导跟使徒们留下来的榜样都一再的提醒我们。
So whether it's the Lord's teaching or the examples of the apostles, they've all been showing us this.
一个主的子民最重要的生活是要祷告。
That the most important aspect of the people of God is prayer.
而最被信徒们忽略的就是祷告。
And yet one that is being neglected the most is prayer.
我们常常看见在教会许多各种各样的聚会里边去的最少的人就是祷告聚会。
Prayer meeting is one of the least attended by in all our meetings.
很多在主里边蒙恩典的人告诉我们。
Many who have received much grace in the Lord have told us this.
我们可以有许多许多的活动跟吸引人的工作。
We can have many activities and many things that attract people.
但是如果我们离开了祷告这一件事，
If we depart from the prayer life,
我们许多的工作都会没有果效。
Then all our works will be fruitless.
那么我们常常提起祷告很自然的你会说我天天都有祷告。
As we mentioned prayer, we may say that we are pray every day.
你起床起来你赶快两句话感谢主让我睡了一个好觉。
When you get up, you might say thank the Lord for giving me a good sleep.
你三餐吃饭的时候你也很快的说主感谢你给我饭吃。
During your meal times, you may say Lord, thank you for giving me food.
当然凡事谢恩字都是我们必要的生活之一。
Yes, it's good to give thanks in all things.
但是祷告更重要的一点是我们与主之间的关系。
But more importantly, prayer is about our relationship with the Lord.
那么主要求我们到他面前其实也很简单。
And it's quite simple that the Lord simply wants us to come before Him.
他说就是要我们用心灵和诚实在他的面前。
He wants us to come before Him in spirit and in truth.
如果我们缺少这种在祷告的时间来朝见我们的主跟听他对我们的心说话。
If you were lacking the time to come before him and to hear from the Lord,
就难怪我们每天的生活会常常有失败。
Then it's no wonder that we have many failures in our Christian life.
有一位基督徒告诉我们
A Christian once tell us this.
我们总要学习与主说话多过与人说话。
We need to learn to speak more to the Lord than we speak to other men.
这也是圣经中告诉我们说要不住祷告的 道理。
And this is why the Bible tells us to pray unceasingly.
很多时候我们在跟人对话，我们在做事情蛮乱的时候。
Oftentimes when we speak to other people or we are doing some activities,
其实我们心里都可以同时的在向神祷告。
We can actually pray to God at the same time when we are busy outwardly.
而且常常这样更忙乱的时候，你心里向主祷告，能够纠正跟保守你我，不至于偏行己路。
And especially when we are busy, if we pray to the Lord, He will correct us and guide us.
这一次特会有一个愿望。
I have a wish for this conference.
一面是我们能够在主的爱中来成长和得着彼此建造。
Yeah, on the one hand, we can grow in His love and be built up together.
同时我们也知道，若不是神来建造房屋，建造的人也会枉然劳力。
But at the same time, unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain.
若不是神来看守城池，看守的人也会枉然的谨慎。
Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watches.
所以我们更需要每一位弟兄姐妹接着这两天来学习和训练在主面前的祷告，活在主面前的生活的真实。
I'd like to really encourage brothers and sisters to exercise how to pray before the Lord and to experience the Lord.
当你在听到的时候，
When you listen to the message,
你可以为着讲员求主用能力用恩典来托住他。
You can actually pray for the speaker that the Lord may sustain them with His power and His.
你也可以在听到的过程求主开启你的心灵，有一个能听的耳朵跟肯谦卑领教的心。
As you listen, you can ask the Lord to open to give you a teachable heart.
当你看见很多在服侍各种各样的工作的弟兄姐妹的时候，你也可以为他们祷告。
When you see brothers and sisters serving in different capacity, you can pray for them.
其实每一件事，每一个的人都可以成为我们在主面前蒙福，也可以成为我们为他们祷告的内容。
Every person, every ministry can be an opportunity for us to pray before the Lord.
但是我还是愿意再提醒的是最重要的。
But I'd like to once again remind you the most important thing.
我们到神的面前来是用心灵和诚实。
That we can only come before God in spirit and in truth.
求主向我们说话的时候，向我们施恩的时候，我们有一个是敞开的心，谦卑的灵来接受主要对我们的心说的话。
When the Lord speaks to us, when He shows mercy to us, may we have an open heart, an open spirit to hear what He has to say to us.
只有主在你心中所做的那个工作，才有永远的价值。
Only the work that the Lord is doing in your heart has eternal value.
只有你在遇见主的那一个的时刻，你的生命，你的思想才会被扭转过来。
Only when you meet the Lord face to face, then your life can be changed.
我们不要被太多外面的事情和活动影响了我们里边在主面前该有的安静和敬畏。
Let us not let the outward activities influence our fear before the Lord, our quietness before the Lord.
我心里是这样的，愿意对主说。
This is what I would like to say to the Lord from my heart.
在这一次你所给的营会这样的聚会的里边
，That in this conference which you have given us,
让我的心能够在你的面前得到你自己的关照，也得到你自己的话语。
That my heart be, may my heart be enlightened by you, and may I receive your word.
以致我可以蒙关照，蒙改变。
That I may be enlightened and I may be changed.
以致我可以跟主之间不要有什么间隔。
That there will be no hindrance between the Lord and my soul.
圣经中有一句很宝贵的话。
There's a precious word in the Bible.
以别的代替耶和华的，他的愁苦必定加增。
Whoever substitutes the Lord with something else, his sorrow will surely increase.
这个代替神的可以是许许多多的事情。
What substitutes the Lord can be many things.
包括我们以为非常美善的事情。
Including those things that we think that are good and wonderful.
甚至包括一些的所谓的祝福。
Including things that are so-called blessings.
我们的心中必须只有主的自己。
We need to have the Lord and Him alone in our heart.
这样的话，我们不是去改变环境，而是主在你里边的生命，让你能面对任何的环境。
Then we will not constantly try to change the circumstances, but the Lord, the inner life, will enable us to face all circumstances.